Welcome to another edition of Game Misconduct. Yes, we're still alive.
We are.
We're still kicking. I'm CT here with Dory. Don't forget to check out any episodes that you may have missed at gamemisconduct.com. That's Ms. with a Z, conduct.com. And game six, last night, Lightning Islanders elimination game. Lightning win. Was it double overtime? I can't remember. I think it was.
I'm being serious.
Like, I'm
so tired.
I think I blacked out.
I did too. It was like, well, and it was funny. So when the puck went in, I don't think anybody was sure it was in except for Anthony Cirelli.
Except for Cirelli. Cirelli's like, that's in.
If you watch the Dave Mishkin video of him calling, he wasn't even sure at that point. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I kind of blacked out. I'm, you know, just, it was a big deal. Big deal. I don't know that I was feeling especially confident through that game that they were going to win that game. It's not that they played bad.
Yeah.
Varlamov was playing an amazing game.
Oh, my goodness.
Clearly, we were shooting the puck. You know, there were some big hits. I mean, Anthony Cirelli, who ended up scoring the game-winning goal, wasn't even sure if he was going to come back and play after he kind of had that knee-on-knee hit center ice with the I can't remember who it was. See, I'm blacking out. Like,
yeah.
All the games are starting to run together. What's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So wasn't even sure if he was going to be okay to continue to play. And then with the game winner, you know, just crashing the net, you know, crashing the net. Yeah. Bravo. I may have teared up last night and this morning.
Yeah, it's under, you know, oh boy. They were so dominant, the Lightning were, in the first period. I was like, oh, they're going to end this early.
Yep.
Nope, they're not. And then the Islanders really, I got to give them credit. They are such, and I'll be honest, I don't like a lot of those players.
No, you don't.
I don't. I don't like
a
lot
of them. We were texting back and forth about the ones we could do without.
Uh-huh. And it's most of them.
Yeah.
But they are so well coached.
Yeah.
And Barry Trotz is something. I mean, he's a really special head coach. And he just kept those guys so focused. And that was the thing I think I texted you. Like, I just cannot get over how focused the Islanders are and how poised. They were not playing like a desperate team, I didn't think. I felt like they played like, we got this. We can do this. And that really scared me. Especially, you know, you get to the third period and it's like, both teams, you know, played well. But the Islanders were a really scary team last night. But that sometimes, you know, those Cirelli like goals are the ones that will win.
Yeah.
Luckily for the Lightning, they've done a really good job in OT in this playoffs. And I don't know if you guys saw it or if you saw it, CT, but I was like texting everybody this crazy tweet from the NFL PR account.
Yeah.
It says the Tampa Bay Lightning have played a combined 187 minutes, 17 seconds in overtime this postseason. The most by any team in a playoff year in NHL history.
Wow.
Now, the crazy thing is, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's wild because they won, you know, in game five in the first series. They won game five. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's a lot of time to me in OT. And it worked every game they played except one.
Yeah. I will say that I kept saying, oh, man, the number of hours and minutes on the legs of the Islanders because they went longer in their series. But I think, yeah, we tend to forget that the Lightning played like 2.5 games there in the first round. So, yeah, they've got some miles on their legs too. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a really competitive game.
It really was.
At one point you yelled at me because I was like, I'm just going to go watch an episode of Grey's Anatomy. And you're like, you can't do that. Just get your blanket and hide your face. And I'm like, oh, I can't take this. There's not enough anxiety medication in the world.
I was even thinking this morning, I was like, I should screenshot our text.
You should.
And we should like post them because they're actually really, they're quite funny.
Yes.
In the heat of the things we say.
Yeah, I think there was a good one in game like one or two, and I never want any player to get hurt or maimed, but there was one, I think it was one or two, where you're like, wow, things are really bouncing off those boards strangely. And I go, yeah, just like Brock Nelson. Ooh, bad. Too soon?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I feel like I should probably address the wind chime in the background. I'm like hearing it through the mic. I'm at my dad's house in the Villages. What? What's up, retirees? I'm coming for you. Hey. I had to come up north a little bit in Florida for a family thing and spending the day by the pool, his fancy pool and jacuzzi. So I'm recording outside. So that's why you can hear the wind and a wind chime. I figured it would be quiet around here. You know, it's kind of like early birds time right now for dinner. Oh, yeah. So, you know,
there it's Perkins quiet. Already
Golden Corral. So great game. Sean Avery celebrated. He's like, we're going to the cup. I think he said we're going to the cup in his Instagram story. So lots of people cheering on the Lightning. I think, I think a lot of our players are playing through injuries more than we realize. It's really great to see Braden Point on the ice. And you know, when Braden Point's out on the ice, it makes Victor Hedman more dangerous, which is strange to say about a winger or center. Is he a center or a winger? I don't remember.
He's a center.
He's a center, which is really strange to say for a center and a defenseman, but it opens up Victor to take those shots. So whether or not Braden Point's actually shooting the puck, he's actually helping the rest of the lineup. I thought all the guys played well. I don't think there weren't a lot of breakdowns or, you know, and if there was a mistake, they, you know, fixed them. We got to figure out the power play for us. I mean, it was like deja vu again, getting a 4-minute major at the end of the third to go into overtime and they just couldn't convert. So, you know, let's figure that out.
Yeah. Because at this point, doesn't it feel that the Lightning are just like, well, you get a 2-minute break. You get to rest for 2 minutes. You just sit over there. You just sit there. Nothing's going to happen.
Catch
over
your breath.
Here. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Okay, get some water. That's how it feels. It's like, it's like, really frustrating, but the flip side is the PK has been pretty darn good.
Yes. Thank goodness for that. But if we can figure out the power play, I think we're pretty set against Dallas. And Dallas is going to be an interesting matchup, not only with the Rick Bonus element. And Ben Bishop is not playing in net right now. It's Anton Khudobin, who's been playing lights out for Dallas. It's not just the Rick Bonus thing. It's going to be, you know, Coach Coop. The Dallas Stars are a very defensive-minded team. Mm-hmm. Like, that is their bread and butter. The Lightning are more offensive focus, but they also are a bunch of two-way players, so it's going to be an interesting matchup. It's going to be much like a chess match, I think, you know, because you can scout a team and know what a team does and all of that, but there are these like things that you can't see in a scouting report, kind of like intangibles that, you know, Rick Bonus may know that in these type of situations Coach Cooper is more attuned to go this way and vice versa. So I think it's going to be a real kind of interesting chess match, and, you know, not just a hockey game, but it's going to be a lot of interesting coaching decisions, I think. And I think Rick Bonus is the sentimental favorite just because he's been in the league so long. And I don't think he has he's the interim coach there. So, you know, they're going to be talking contract or if he stays or goes at the end of the season, whenever that is. So, you know, it's kind of like the Barry Trotz thing when he won in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, he was at the end of his contract. They weren't going to renew him. And then he ended up winning the cup. And then he went to the island.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So it's going to be interesting to see What happens, Dory? What do you think about the Dallas matchup?
I want to be really careful what I say.
Okay.
I don't want to say they're because I don't want to be negative towards the Dallas Stars. I have nothing against the Dallas Stars.
No, you know me. I love me some Jamie Benn.
Yeah, you do. You know, it's not like there's some animosity I have. I just kind of feel when they were playing the Western Conference Final with Las Vegas, to me, this was just me watching, Dallas was almost predictable. Las Vegas, to me, is one of those you really don't know what team you're getting. They can be here, they're all over the place. Like, they're all over the place. You never know. So I think Nigel Kerwin, I hope he has lots of Red Bull, coffee, Monster, Bang It, whatever he needs, Mountain Dew. Because I guarantee you he's been a very, very, very busy man today. Yeah. Pulling game tape for the Dallas Stars. I think it's going to be interesting, and because we don't see them often, right?
Right. Yeah. No.
I think game one tomorrow night is going to be a real good look for Lightning fans to see the Stars that we don't.
Well, it's what we did with the Islanders too, to familiarize ourselves with the team that we're playing. I mean, yeah. Really, the only team in the series that we had any familiarity with really was Boston. Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, knowing what happened last year with Columbus and then seeing the Islanders a couple times a year. But, you know, we had such history with Boston. We have very little history with Dallas.
Right.
You know, they've got that Tyler Seguin who really was a thorn in our side when he was playing for Boston when we were in the Eastern Conference Final.
Why do you say it like that?
Because he scored the goal that, like, sent us home from the Eastern Conference Final.
Why do you say it, though?
Because I don't like him.
Tyler Seguin. I know you don't.
I still have a grudge.
That's okay.
Still, and it was years ago.
That's
preseason.
It's fine.
I mean, a lot of, like, I was listening to a lot of NHL radio today, and there are a lot of them who are saying seven games, and it's pretty split down the middle, Dallas, Tampa. We haven't played seven games in a series, have we?
No.
I think we've won every series in an overtime period.
Yeah.
We've clinched every series in an overtime period. So interesting stuff there for sure. So a lot of people are saying seven. I don't know that I want to try to predict anything because I don't know. I think I'd be more equipped to predict something after game one for sure.
I've said, I think Lightning in six.
Wow.
I've said it for every series. I think I have to stay with it.
You're going
to
stick
right?
with it?
Yeah. I have to.
I don't blame you.
So I'm going to say Lightning in six.
I'm just going to say Lightning in however many games.
You don't care.
I don't care. But preferably games that do not go into overtime because I'm old and tired. If anything has taught me this week, I am not like I used to be where I can stay up super late and wake up super early and still have my wits about me. Yeah, I'm a tired one.
Yeah, and then there's the trophy presentation, you know, the Wales trophy.
They're a little more elaborate, but because there's nobody there, it was pretty quick. And it was really nice for them to bring out Steven Stamkos in his C jersey. Did you notice that? He's wearing the C.
I really, really thought special group of guys this is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the very first thing I said. There's the three alternate captains and – they're all looking for Steve to come out with them.
That's awesome.
And I just felt like how many teams, maybe a lot, maybe we're wrong. Maybe a lot, maybe every team would have done it, but it just felt like it was so genuine.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that really got to me. I was a little like verklempt about it.
A little verklempt.
I love that they touched the dang thing.
Yeah. Was it Victor who said, yeah, we didn't touch it last time and we know what happened there. So
they both, well, Killorn said it on ice.
Okay.
Was it yeah. And then it was Hedman at the post presser and he was like, yeah, we were going to touch it.
They were pawing that thing. It was all over the place.
I was like, why do they keep touching it so much?
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't like one and just walked away. It was like everybody
I'm going to move it. I'm going to move this. And I was like,
make sure people know.
Off of it.
Yeah. I will say, I saw the video of the team getting into the locker room and I always kind of use that as a thermometer on where the team is. And I didn't see how Dallas entered the locker room after clinching the series in the conference, but I saw how the Lightning did. They're very quiet down the hallway. They're kind of exhaling a little bit. They came into the room, you know, they had the Gravy Train song on, and it wasn't anything more than a normal win for them. Mm-hmm. Their celebration. I hate when I see teams in any sport come in after winning a conference before they go to a final round and they're spraying champagne and they're drinking beers and all. It's like this team knows they are on a mission and they know they're one step away from getting there. Four wins, four W's. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. So, you know, it's exciting. And then the Rays clinched yesterday. They clinched a playoff spot last night, too.
Yeah, and the Lightning were giving them tons of love.
Yeah.
At the media day.
Yeah.
Mr. Julien Brisebois and John Cooper, between them, they had an old school Tampa Bay baseball hat.
Nice.
And I thought that was really cool.
Classy.
And they did shout out, you know, hey, we're really proud of them. You know, we're big fans of them. We're really happy for them. And I just was like,
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like a big family. I love it.
It is.
Dory, let's wrap this one up because we're going to be recording another one of these on Sunday. We're kicking off the series to Saturday at 7:30 on NBC.
Oh, my gosh.
Saturday at 7:30. Thank you for the half hour earlier puck drop time. We appreciate it. Those of us who are over, you know, 25. And, I've got to rest my voice because I was screaming so loud last night. So it's gone.
Yeah. So. And it's late, but, we'll be back Sunday. Just have to, this is now where every game.
I felt it last night.
Yeah. Like this is where now every game is going to be like, you're glued to the TV. Uh-huh. You're shaking. If you're CT, you have your blanket ready to go.
I'm covering my face. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because that's normal. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Game Misconduct. Also, leave us a review and a rating and let us know what you think of the show. And thank you so much for listening. Also, hit us up on Twitter at Game Miz with a Z Conduct or on Facebook at Game Miz with a Z Conduct and let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what your predictions are. We love to hear from you. Other than that, I think we're going to wrap it for today with the wind chimes in the background. And on to go get Lord Stanley's Cup.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.